Welcome to another deep dive. This time we're going to be exploring this book called, Yes, Touching Dot, Touching People.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, by Chuck Metz Jr. Have you heard of it?
I have, yeah. I'm excited to dig in.
Yeah. It uses a really unique approach to get at this question of like why people sometimes just don't get along.
Okay.
So, ready to dive in.
Absolutely. It's not your typical approach to, you know, human behavior and conflict.
Right. And it uses this character, Dot, to kind of make some pretty complex ideas accessible to, like, almost anyone, really.
Makes it sound approachable, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, the book starts off with this idea of people rules. And it argues that there are these four basic principles that have been driving human behavior since, well, like, forever. Since the dawn of humanity.
It's like a fundamental code. Like he's saying there's this underlying code for how we interact.
Exactly. And, you can probably guess what they are. It's like taking care of family, loyalty to your group, following leaders, and being fair to your friends.
Makes sense. Seems pretty basic, right?
Right. So, straightforward enough. But here's where it gets interesting. It doesn't just describe these rules. It also gets into how and why they get broken.
Ah, okay. So where the conflict comes in.
Yeah. And this is where this concept of not is comes in. Have you heard that term before?
I have, yeah, in relation to Metz's work. But I'm curious to hear your take on it.
Okay, well, I'm still wrapping my head around it, honestly. But it seems like it's basically the opposite of everything those people rules stand for.
Exactly. It's like when we act in ways that go against those basic principles of cooperation, you know? Metz argues that it often stems from fear, especially when we perceive something as a threat. Like, suddenly we're not thinking about the well-being of the group anymore, you know? It's like we flip a switch and it's all about self-preservation, even if it means harming others.
That makes sense. So, like, our brains kind of go into survival mode.
Yeah, exactly. Like, think about people fighting over resources during a natural disaster. Suddenly, those rules of fairness and cooperation, they kind of go out the window.
Right. Or, like, you know, when you're in traffic and someone cuts you off.
Yeah.
And you just have that, like, instant surge of anger. It's like, whoa, where did that come from?
Yeah, that primal instinct. Metz actually uses a great example in the book. He talks about, imagine you have a cookie, right? And someone comes along and takes a big bite out of it without asking.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. I could feel that sense of violation already, even just thinking about it.
Right, and that feeling of being wronged, that's a trigger for not is behavior. Yeah. We feel threatened, so we react defensively, maybe even aggressively. We put our own needs above everyone else's and start seeing anyone outside our little circle as a potential enemy.
So not is like that fear-driven state where we break those people rules. But how do we get back to, you know, is?
Hmm.
How do we get back to that state of cooperation and harmony?
Well, that's where it gets hopeful. Metz introduces the concept of superpowers, these positive forces that can counteract fear and help us get back on track, you know, back to that is state.
Superpowers. Okay, I gotta ask, is this turning into a comic book now?
Not quite, but close. He's talking about things like kindness, understanding, respect, and fairness.
I don't know, those seem pretty basic. I wouldn't exactly call them superpowers.
I hear you. But think about the impact they have. When someone shows you genuine kindness, you immediately feel safer, right? Understanding helps bridge differences and see things from their perspective. Respect makes you feel valued, and fairness ensures everyone's needs are taken into account.
Okay, yeah, I get it. They create this sense of safety and trust, and that helps us overcome that fear driving the not-is behavior.
Exactly. And the really cool part is he doesn't stop there. He provides tools, actual practical tools, to put these superpowers into action. It's not enough to just say, be kind. He shows you how to actually do it.
So like a toolbox for better relationships and creating a more harmonious world.
Exactly. And some of these tools are, well, he talks about learning to truly listen to others, communicating clearly, you know, really communicating effectively, practicing empathy, being a positive influence, speaking up against injustice, fostering inclusivity, and then also cultivating resilience.
So just to recap, we've got these fundamental people rules, right? Been guiding human behavior for like forever, but then fear makes us break those rules and we slip into not is. But luckily, we have these superpowers and tools to help us overcome that fear and get back to is, back to cooperation and, you know, actually thriving together.
Exactly. That's a great summary. But it gets even more nuanced than that. He also points out that even those positive people rules, even those when taken too far, can actually become part of the problems. Like there's a sweet spot, you know,
yeah.
A balance we have to find.
Well, that's really interesting. I'm having trouble picturing how something like, You know, taking care of your family could be a bad thing.
Well, imagine a family that's so focused on taking care of their own that they start hoarding resources, even if it means others in their community go without.
Oh, I see. Or like a group that's so loyal to its own members that they exclude anyone who doesn't fit in.
Exactly. And that's where those superpowers and tools become really crucial. They help us see when we're going too far.
Right, right. Okay, so much to unpack here. This has given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, for sure.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break and come back to this. There's a lot more to explore here.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a bit.
Sounds good.
Okay, so that cookie example, that really stuck with me.
Yeah, it's a powerful image, isn't it?
It really shows, like, how easily we can slip into that not-is behavior when we feel threatened.
It really gets at that, like, primal part of us, you know?
Totally. But I'm curious, like, how do we recognize those not-is moments in real life?
Yeah.
When things aren't so clear-cut as, like, someone stealing your cookie?
That's a great question. I mean, Metz is giving us this framework, this way of thinking about our actions and motivations. He's reminding us that it's not always black and white.
Right. But there must be some, like, warning signs, right?
Exactly. And if you think back to those examples, like family care becoming hoarding or group loyalty becoming exclusion, in each case, you see how a positive impulse gets kind of distorted by fear.
Yeah, it's like we're so busy protecting our own that we lose sight of the bigger picture.
And that's when those superpowers and tools become so important.
Like a way to course correct.
Exactly. They help us catch ourselves before we go too far down that not-is path.
You know, one tool I've been thinking about a lot is listening.
It seems
so basic.
Yeah.
But the book really emphasizes how powerful it can be.
It's amazing, right? Like how much can change when we truly feel heard.
Yeah. And it's not just about waiting for your turn to speak.
Right. It's deeper than that.
It's like really trying to understand the other person's perspective.
Even if you disagree.
And that, you know, that builds trust. Opens up communication.
And once that line of communication is open, we can start to use those other tools like empathy, you know, to find common ground.
There's also that tool of like positive influence that I found really interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's like we can actually shift the energy around us just by modeling those is behaviors.
Totally. It's contagious, you know, kindness breeds kindness.
But what about when you're like surrounded by not is behavior? And it feels like your efforts are just like hitting a wall.
Well, that's where resilience comes in. It's that inner strength that helps you stay true to those is values.
No matter what, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a muscle you have to keep exercising.
The more you use it, the stronger it gets.
Exactly. And Metz reminds us, too, that resilience isn't about doing it all alone.
Oh.
Sometimes it means knowing when to ask for help.
You know, I'm really struck by how all of this connects to what's happening in the world right now.
In what sense?
It's like there's so much division, so much fear and anger.
Yeah, it's hard to ignore.
Feels like we've forgotten those basic people rules.
You've hit the nail on the head. Metz is reminding us that beneath all those differences, you know, we share these core values.
These like inherent rules for cooperation.
And it's by tapping into those values, you know, using those tools, that we can start to heal those divides.
Right. Create a world where is prevails.
Because us versus them always leads to us broken.
Yeah. It's a powerful reminder that a more harmonious world starts with each of us.
It's about making those choices, you know, connection over division, compassion over judgment.
And those small acts of kindness, understanding, they really do have a ripple effect.
They really do. Okay, I think we've covered a lot of ground here. Maybe we should move on to the final part of our deep dive.
Yeah, sounds good. Let's do it. This deep dive has really got me thinking about how I interact with the world, you know. It's like Metz is giving us a whole new way to look at things.
It's a powerful framework, that's for sure.
And what I really appreciate is that it's not just, you know, theoretical. He gives us actual tools we can use.
Right. It's not just about understanding the problem. It's about giving us the power to do something about it.
That's where this whole idea of is being better than not is really comes in, I think.
It's a call to action. It's like, okay, we know the people rules. We know fear can make us break them. But now what? Now we have to choose to act differently.
We have to choose is.
And remember, those people rules, they're not just some arbitrary rules someone made up. They're fundamental to how we've survived as a species.
Yeah, it's like they're woven into our DNA or something.
And Metz is reminding us that, yeah, we're not perfect. We all mess up. We all slip into not is sometimes.
But we can always choose to do better.
And we don't have to do it alone either. We can support each other, help each other stay on that is path.
It's that whole us versus them thing again, right?
Exactly. Us versus them is always us broken. We're stronger when we work together.
So as we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a question.
Okay, I like it.
How can you use these superpowers and tools to make a difference? How can you help create a world where is the norm?
It's a question worth pondering, for sure. And for those who want to go even deeper, I highly recommend checking out Oliver Scott Curry's work.
Yeah, his research is fascinating. He really digs into the science behind all of this.
You can find more about him at oliverscottcurry.com.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope it's inspired you to embrace those superpowers, use those tools, and create a world where is prevails.